Satan's Secret Society and True Christianity, written by Wyatt Cieselka, read by Chris Leonard. Secret societies such as the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati, the Burschenschaft, and Opus Dei are favorite topics of talk radio, internet sites, books, and movies. From blockbuster movies such as Enemy of the State and Angels and Demons to Doomsday 2012, End of Days. From talk radio hosts such as Michael Savage and Glenn Beck to Alex Jones, society is fascinated by conspiracy theories and clandestine organizations supposedly manipulating the masses. Is one world government coming? Are governments and pharmaceuticals spreading autism, AIDS, and other diseases to make profits now and create weakened and subservient population later? Was the economic crisis engineered? Are secret societies and conspiracy theories real? Conspiracy theories and secret societies are nothing new. Freemasons can be traced back to early 1700s in England. The Knights Templar precedes the Freemasons and has existed since the Crusades around 1118 and 1129. But thousands of years ago, around 2200 BC, the mother of all secret societies took root. This is the conspiracy theory that really matters, because this is a secret society controlled by none other than Satan, and this is the most powerful secret society on the planet. While conspiracy theories make for interesting talk radio and sell books and movies, let us remember that the ultimate enemy is Satan the devil. And while many people debate clandestine organizations, the biggest clandestine organization continues to thrive in plain sight with billions of unwitting accomplices. It is the secret society of false religion, with roots that go back more than 4,000 years, and its real leader is the devil. Satan's secret society precedes Nimrod, but with Nimrod, his system began to take the human shape that has persisted to this day. Vestiges of this false religious system have spread to every continent and have influenced every culture. Babylonian king Nimrod was a powerful leader, but he was opposed to God. The name Nimrod comes from Marad, meaning he who rebelled. Upon Nimrod's death, he was defied by his widow, Semiramis, who claimed that Nimrod was reborn as her son, Tammuz. Semiramis and her priests then invented many rituals to worship her as the mother of God and her son as God. Rituals ranging from Mother of God worship to sunrise services to the winter solstice festivals can be traced back to pre-Christian times and ultimately to ancient Babylon. Even ancient Israelites adopted some of these pagan customs. Ezekiel 8 verse 16 shows ancient Israel worshiping the sun in the east, and God calls this precursor to our modern sunrise services an abomination. In Ezekiel 8, verse 17. This Babylonish system is the ultimate secret society of which Satan is the head. It is the mother of harlots that has influenced all nations and all world religion, Revelation 17, 5, which we are warned to come out of, in Revelation 18, verse 4. A true Christian should keep conspiracy theories in their proper context. Speaking of ancient Israel's Assyrian captivity, but also prophesying of God removing his protection from modern Jacob and our coming national affliction, Isaiah 8 verses 6 through 14 warns that people will take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. In verse 10, and that the people should not say a conspiracy is overtaking them. Instead, God himself will become a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel. That's verse 14. Not all conspiracies are real, but Satan is real. He continues to use human instruments and organizations, including false religion, to mislead the nations, to cause confusion and suffering, and to bring the world closer to confrontation with a returning King of Kings. Revelation 19, verse 19. Instead of focusing on conspiracy theories, we need to turn to true, original Christianity. Please read Satan's Counterfeit Christianity and watch our recent telecast, Overcoming Satan. To learn more about Satan's false religious systems and how you can fully come out of that secret society. All of our booklets are available at your special request on audio CD from our Tomorrow's World website or by contacting the home office nearest you.